This time we're going to Cornelia, Georgia, which is up in the northeast corner of Georgia, way, way up there in Habersham County. And this weekend, Cornelia is having their Apple Blossom Barbecue Festival. So you'll probably be able to smell it for miles before you get there.
Mm-hmm.
Cornelia is known for its apple statue. It has like a little monument to apples right there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's like in the little downtown area. They have an old depot, an old train depot, because, of course, the train went through there, and that's how the little town grew up. But they have a little obelisk there right in front of the depot, and there is an apple sitting on top of it, a big red apple. In addition to getting some really good barbecue and enjoying all the festival amenities, there's plenty of other things to do around Cornelia. And one of my favorite things about their website that they have for tourists, explorecornelia.com, is that they will break it down for you if you're just there for a quick visit, or if you're there for a full day, or if you're there for an overnight stay. And of course, you know, one of the things for their quick visit is seeing the apple and the railroad depot, which is right down there. And they also have a city park walking trail around there, so you can get to see a little bit more of the city itself. The whole area is a beautiful place. So, you know, to get away from the hustle and bustle of town, if you want to take in a lot of activities, or if you just want to go for the barbecue festival, I think that's plenty of reason to visit Cornelia.
Have barbecue, will travel.
That's right. That's right. There's nothing that can draw me to a place quite like barbecue.
Shane, believe it or not, hippity-hoppity, Easter's on its way.
Yeah, that's right. And on Saturday, there will be egg hunts aplenty.
A galore.
Yes, there will be. They're all over the place. One I want to mention in particular is Callenwald's Easter egg hunt. This is always a really, really big event. They call it the Egg Extravaganza, of course. And it's been a family favorite for many, many years. People love going and finding all these colorful eggs everywhere. And it's right there where DeKalb and Fulton meet, too. So it's very accessible to a lot of people, and it is a beautiful place to just spend the afternoon. And that's going to be happening from 10 a.m. to noon on Saturday. There'll be lots of things going on. They'll have a cakewalk. They're going to have arts and crafts for the kids. There's just a lot of things going on. But the Callenwald Easter Egg Hunt is just one of many that's going on all over the place. Kirkwood is also having theirs on Saturday, and that's the Kirkwood Family Find. And that's happening at Bessie Branham Park. There's also the Ackworth Egg Hunt and Spring Festival, which is happening at Cedar Crest Church in Ackworth. And they're having a hunt at the Learning Experience in Woodstock. So they're all over town. So if you don't want to go far, just check around. There's sure to be an egg hunt happening near you. Saturday is just packed full of them all over town.
And finally today, Shane, we wrap up with music.
Yeah, that's right. A band called Wishbone Ash, who have been around for about 45 years now.
45, wow.
Yeah, they really have. They're really sort of pioneers of the twin lead guitar thing, which many, many bands later did. Thin Lizzy, Iron Maiden, all sorts of bands really followed in the footsteps of Wishbone Ash.
Which is a British group, I believe.
Yes, they are. And their music is this really interesting hybrid. It's a little bit of progressive rock, a little bit of folk, a little bit of hard rock. This time around, they're going to be doing their classic album, Argus. It's from 1972, and it's the album that any Wishbone Ash fan will probably tell you is their favorite. It's a really, really great album. It's wonderful from start to finish. You know, they're sort of celebrating a 45th anniversary, and it's a good time to bring back out the classics, and that's what they're going to be doing with this show at Variety Playhouse. And that's happening on Saturday night at 8 o'clock. And if you get your tickets in advance, they're just $25. Day of show, it's $27.50. Or if you want to go and spring for the whole big VIP package with a meet and greet and all that stuff, it's $50.